Committee on Transportation will now come to order. Sutton, please call the roll.
Chair Gaynor.
Here.
Vice Chair Ruson.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Galvano. Senator Huckel.
Here.
Senator Rader. Senator Tadeo.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance. If you will, silence all your electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. At this time, I'd like to recognize our new member, Senator Tadeo. Glad to have you with us.
Delighted to be here this evening.
Be a great addition to this committee. Take up tab 5, Senate Bill 358 on transportation facility designations. Senator Greg Evers, Memorial Highway, be presented by Senator Latvala. Senator Latvala, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'm sorry. I could have done that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill designates a portion of State Road 4 in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties for our former colleague and dear friend, Senator Greg Evers. Senator Greg Evers served in the Florida House from 2001 to 2010. Then he served in the Senate from 2010 to 2016. He passed away on August 21st in a tragic traffic accident. And this bill commemorates his public service.
Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Senator Latvala, you are recognized to close on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? Oh, I'm sorry. Did he say waiver? Is there any debate on the bill?
I would like to. Thank you for bringing this commemoration to our dear friend. It was my pleasure to serve with him a number of years in the House and, of course, as a friend in the Senate, to reach out to him when I was still in the House. He was always there and ready to address things and help me. And it was a shock, but... I can't imagine anything more appropriate than naming a highway there near him. It left his mark where he left such a mark on his community and his district. And I hope you'll let me co-sponsor this with you. Thank you, sir.
And I would like to add the fact that I knew him quite well in Northwest Florida, and he definitely made his mark on everybody there. He had a type of leadership that we won't see for a long time, and we'll all miss him.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Senator Latvala, Chair Latvala, thank you for bringing this good commemoration forward. I served with Senator Evers very briefly in the House before he was elevated to the Senate. One thing I knew about him was he always worked hard. He liked a good joke, but he was knowledgeable about his subject matter, and if he was with you, he was with you. But if he was against you, he would tell you why. And I'm glad to be a part of pushing this legislation. Thank you.
Is there any further debate on the bill? Senator Latvala, you're recognized to close on the bill. Ms. Hudson, please call the roll on Senate Bill 358.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Ruson?
Yes.
Chair Gaynor?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 358 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Take up tab 1, Senate Bill 290 on motor vehicle registration applications by Senator Roussan. Senator Roussan, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. If you, with your permission, I'll stay seated at the dais. Senate Bill 290 only allows voluntarily the hearing impaired to have it so designated on their driver's license as a way of notifying law enforcement that they're dealing with a hearing impaired individual. And that's the bill.
Are there any questions on the bill?
I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Jump right in, Senator.
Jump right in.
That's right.
Thank you. Senator Roussan, I have a question. Does the bill actually provide, or there's no amendments on this bill, right?
No.
All right. Does the bill actually provide that it will be placed on the driver's license, or does it just go in the database?
It provides that it goes on the driver's license on the back and that it be put into both databases, DHSMV and DAVID. And David, so that when law enforcement runs the tag and gets information before they approach the vehicle, they will have some knowledge about hearing impairment.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Are there any further questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Roussan? Recognized to close on the bill.
Very briefly, I want to thank law enforcement that came today in support of the bill, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing the bill to be heard.
Thank you, Ms. Hudson. Please call the roll on Senate Bill 290.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Roussan?
Yes.
Chair Gaynor?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 290 is reported favorably. Tab 2, Senate Bill 328 on veteran identification by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In some states now, we do have a provision like this. Senate Bill 328 provides a veteran's identification card so that many people have no ready proof with them and trying to purchase things or obtain certain waivers or discounts, and they need to demonstrate they're a veteran. And Representative Comby and I worked on this before. We've cleaned up some of the issues related to it, but it directs the Department of Motor of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles to create a veteran ID card to be used in this way as a proof of veteran status. And the card would be issued to any honorably discharged veteran of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces who provides a copy of their DD Form 214, copy of a valid unexpired driver's license or state ID card, and a payment of $10. And that is the purpose of it, and I would ask for your support.
Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Baxter, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close.
Ms. Hudson, please call the roll on Senate Bill 328.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Tadeo? Vice Chair Roussan?
Yes.
Chair Gaynor?
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 328 is reported favorably.
Thank you, sir.
The next one will be my bill, so it'll be necessary to pass the gavel to Vice Chair Reeson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I refuse to accept this without a gavel.
Well, I don't know what they did with the gavel.
Thank you. We'll make an exception. Senator Gaynor, members of the committee, please take up tab 3, Senate Bill 330 on transportation facility designations, Lieutenant Ewart T. Sconyers Highway. Senator Gaynor, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Lieutenant Sconyers was born in 1915 and raised in Funiac Springs. He attended the University of Florida before enlisting in the Army on September 16, 1941. After being shot down and captured by the Germans on October 21 in 1942, he was imprisoned in German-occupied Poland and passed away there on January 24, 1944. For years, he had no resting place for Lieutenant Sconyers, but it was located in April of 2017. His remains were found and positively identified and then sent to Walton County. Lieutenant Sconyers will be buried in Funiac Springs with full military honors on January 27th, 2018. I ask for your favorable support in honoring this true American hero by naming a portion of U.S. 90, Highway 10 between Highway State Road 285.
Senator Gaynor, having explained the bill, are there any questions on the bill?
I have a question, Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I see that the staff report says that FDOT does not erect the marker unless the city or county commission enacts a resolution. Have they enacted a resolution?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions? No further questions. Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Gaynor, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Gaynor, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Ms. Hudson, please call the roll on Senate Bill 330.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Gavano?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Roussan?
Yes.
Chair Gaynor?
Yes.
By your vote, Senate Bill 330 is reported favorably. And at this time, I'll return the invisible gavel.
We go to tab 4, Senate Bill 346, on motorcycle and moped riders by Senator Perry, and he's not here yet. I think he's in another committee meeting with a text while driving bill, and I expect him to be there for a little while, so we'll declare a 15-minute recess.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you. While I'm here, can I be shown favorable on tab 5, 1, and 2? Please.
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
You kidding?
Is that until 3:30?
So we'll be in recess till 3:30. till, when is our next 2 weeks from today? To our next meeting. And it looks like they got like 29 or 30 appearance cards with Senator Perry. And, oh my God. I mean, Senator, so it's going to be a while. So we just go ahead and TP this until the next meeting. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for your patience.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
I believe that's it. Yeah. Do we have anything else?
I'm moving to adjourn.
That's it. Do I hear Senator, you can move that we adjourn.
Second.